people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. I'm going to hit you with an alarming stat here. Due to injuries from serving our country, over 20,000 veterans currently live with a spinal cord injury and use a wheelchair. I mean, that was stunning to see that. And what are they supposed to do? How do they feel supported and part of everyday life? Well, the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation advocates for individuals impacted by SCI, including veterans. In fact, the Reeve Foundation has a dedicated military and veterans program, MVP, that's designed to support the unique needs of all military service members, regardless of when you served or how your injury was obtained. The goal is to help you transition back to civilian life and connect you with the paralysis community. And this summer, the Reeve Foundation partnered with PVA Wisconsin, Paralyzed Veterans of America Wisconsin chapter, in the latest iteration of their Outdoors for Everyone initiative, which explores ways to make the outdoors more accessible and inclusive for all. And to talk about that, we have Scott Griffith, the Government Relations Director, COO at PVA Wisconsin, and advisor to Reeves MVP program to talk about it. Scott, how are you?
I'm well, Randy. It's an honor to join you today.
Well, thank you so much, man. This is some very, very important stuff. Are you in Wisconsin right now?
I am. I'm in the southeast part of Wisconsin, the Milwaukee area.
I cannot imagine a better place to be outdoors than Wisconsin. I mean, to do that kind of stuff, that's perfect, right?
Absolutely. We're surrounded by beautiful waters and you know, we get all four seasons of the year, so it's always opportunity to get outside and do something.
Hey, so Scott, tell us about your background.
Yeah, Randy, absolutely. I'm a military guy through and through. I was raised an Air Force brat, born on an Air Force base in Tampa, Florida, and then I later joined the military myself and joined the Army and spent 25 years serving our nation in the U.S. Army. I'm the second generation of my family to retire from military service, and I am the eighth generation to serve in combat.
Wow.
So truly a family business.
Well, thank you so much for your service. I mean, and you're continuing to serve, obviously, with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation and PVA. How did you get involved with those groups?
Absolutely, Randy. It's, you know, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, they do a really good job of reaching out to veterans when they are seen at the Veterans Administration Hospital, specifically for new injuries. And that's when I first was introduced to the Paralyzed Veterans of America, back in 2010. You know, dealing with a new injury is a lot to process for anybody. My spinal cord injury happens to be a tumor inside my spinal cord that has been removed a couple of times. And every time they cut into the cord, it just creates more paralysis. And it's a lot to deal with. And, you know, I was glad the organization came and introduced themselves. But, again, I was really more consumed with what I was going through at the time and didn't want to be directly involved with the organization until a few years later when I, you know, kind of got my myself grounded in my new norm and what life was going to be like living with paralysis and, you know, slowly got involved with government relations and advocacy. And then later met a wonderful person from the Reed Foundation, Ms. Bernadette Morrow, at one of our National Veteran Wheelchair Games events. And we discovered that we have a lot of like interest when it comes to advocating for persons with spinal cord injuries and living in the communities that we live in.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Who doesn't love getting something for free? Labor Day deals have arrived at the Home Depot, and right now you can get a free Milwaukee 18-volt extended capacity battery, $159 value, when you buy a select tool. Get longer runtime and more battery life so you can power all your fall projects. Shop Labor Day deals and get a free battery when you buy a select tool at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in store and online.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Yeah, we're talking to Scott Griffin here, the National Defense Government Relations Director and COO at Paralyzed Veterans of America, Wisconsin, and advisor to the Reeve Group. And let me just stop you with this this notion of wheelchair and the wheelchair games. We did the show from the Warrior Games in Orlando a couple of months ago. And to see these people in wheelchairs, I throw around the word paralyzed. These are brutes. I mean, they ram into each other. They are athletes of the highest degree. And so if you did something like that, Scott, man, I give you a lot of credit.
Absolutely. There are quite a few competitive natured people in the military, and that continues on. If they find themselves in a paralysis type situation, and the wheelchairs and the sports chairs that we use, just become an extension of ourselves.
Right.
And to kind of highlight it for your listeners of what you're describing, if you've ever seen a demolition derby with cars colliding, that is exactly what wheelchair rugby looks like.
And that's exactly what I was talking about. And I went to the first practice event, and I'm like, these guys are going to get killed. And I mean, it's amazing. It's just what a cool thing to see, and even cooler just to see the camaraderie and the sportsmanship of everybody too. So that's fantastic. So tell us about this MVP program. What is the Reeve Foundation's MVP program?
Absolutely, Randy. The Military and Veterans Program at the Reeve Foundation, really addresses the needs of the service members. And like you said earlier, it's regardless whether their injury was service connected through combat or if they got paralysis or a disease after they left service, like a multiple sclerosis or
sure.
ALS, something like that. So this council is a very diverse group comprised of veterans, caregivers, persons living with paralysis, who can walk the walk and talk the talk, so to speak, because, they've been through some of the processes that these military members are experiencing. And the way I like to phrase it is we are resource connectors, and we're able to connect the veteran to the resources in their area to help them and their family along their journey with paralysis.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an important program and something that everybody needs to know about. And then the Outdoors for Everyone initiative, I stands to reason, it's just, fishing, hunting, all kind of outdoor activities.
Absolutely, Randy. But, to help paint that picture, imagine what it's like to onboard a watercraft, in a wheelchair. What's that look like, from a kayak to a canoe to a pontoon boat
right.
to a charter fishing boat? A charter fishing boat, the back hatch that most people onboard from is less than 36 inches wide.
Right.
So
right.
how do you get a person in a 300-pound power wheelchair, you know, onto that watercraft. And, you know, through programs like this, we have lifts that will help lift the person and safely transfer them onto the watercraft as well as their wheelchair. So it's just a phenomenal way of breaking through barriers that exist for accessible fun on watercraft, on beaches. As you can imagine, you know, pushing a traditional wheelchair on a beach would be very cumbersome. So to have wheelchairs with larger tires that can easily move through the sand is just a game changer. You know, no longer does a person in a wheelchair have to sit in the parking lot while their family's enjoying their time on the beach. They can be side by side enjoying the activities.
Yeah, a lot of these specially adapted wheelchairs and different modes of transportation. I've actually seen one of those. I took my mom on a cruise several years ago, and we went to a part of Jamaica, and there was a beach, and she at the time could not walk very well. And so they had some of those wheelchairs you're talking about, Scott, with the big tires, and she had a ball in that. That was great. I mean, talk about, you know, joining a party just like you're talking about.
Yeah, it truly is a game changer, and just, you know, makes the person, you know, feel included in the activities. You know, and through this program that Reeve has, it's really an educational program, and, you know, helps the person and the family, you know, with the family member with paralysis understand, you know, what it's the safety techniques, you know, for being safe in the water, for being safe in the sun, you know, proper hydration and things to take in consideration when you're out enjoying the water.
Yeah, and I can't even begin to imagine what that does for a person's mental outlook. I mean, in terms of, you know, and Scott, I don't know how long it took you to come to terms with your injury and to get to the place where you said this is not the end of my life and decided to push on. But I mean, that's got to be so important in all of this, right?
It's huge, Randy. It's you know, a holistic approach to helping the person with paralysis, you know, become as whole as they can. And like you mentioned, you know, the mental aspect of this is truly important. You know, I've had my injury now for over 25 years, and it's every day is a new day and a new norm. But I challenge myself and I push myself, and I get a lot of energy, you know, through helping others, you know, through their journey as well. That's kind of my what's in it for me, if you will. But we have phenomenal programs, and we just have phenomenal people. That, you know, once we identify a person with paralysis, they become part of our family. And, you know, we'll help provide them the resources and the tools, the motivation to get back into life and to enjoy whatever hobby they enjoyed before their paralysis. We'll find a way to adapt it, to modify it. We use 3D printing. We have individuals who can shoot an air rifle by blowing through a straw.
Wow.
So wow. If you can think it, we can adapt it.
Wow. That is so cool. Yeah, and it's amazing too, Scott. I think we kind of live in an age, you mentioned the 3D printers, but we live in an age now where just about, if you can imagine it, you can make it happen. And so in that aspect, and it's got to be also when people with paralysis look at other people with paralysis doing these activities, I mean, that's got to be so uplifting to say, man, I mean, I can imagine myself getting to that point.
Absolutely. You're spot on. You know, the more we can introduce these types of activities and help that person along their journey, the better off, you know, they'll be, the better off their family will be. It's I cannot put into words or describe into words, you know, how important programs like this are to the individual and to their family as well.
And to the community. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, that's the other part of that, right? Because if you can, you know, do some things in your in community, if you're able to be accessible, all of a sudden you're helping the community. I mean, look at yourself, Scott. That's I just applaud you so much for continuing your service with what you're doing. And if some of our listeners may be in this spot where they need, where do they go? What's the best place for them to connect with what you guys are doing?
Great, great question, Randy. The Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, you know, anyone can find them online and go to their website simply by going to the www.christopherreeve.org. And then navigate their way through whatever program interests them. If they're a veteran, they can click on the MVP link, Military and Veterans Program. And there are other resources out there as well. You know, myself, I'm with the Paralyzed Veterans of Wisconsin, and we've got social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we all kind of point back and forth to each other. The Reeve Foundation has a wonderful online resource, paralysis resource guides, information guides for emergency management and preparedness, and living with paralysis. Just some wonderful resources that are free, that are available for anybody out there.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that Christopher Reeve is still helping people. I mean, that's just blew my mind.
It's a wonderful legacy, and we're blessed, you know, to have his foundation, his family's foundation, and their continued support to change the lives of people living with paralysis, regardless of the cause of their paralysis.
Absolutely.
It's just a wonderful thing. It truly is a game changer.
Well, and you know, like we talked about, Wisconsin. Do you fish, Scott?
I do.
And where
I
do you, where
I
do
love
you like
getting
to...
on the lake?
Yeah.
We just had a wonderful event. So here in Wisconsin, we have the lake fishing, as you know, and we just had a very large event called Salmon-O-Rama, and We had a lot of fun with it. We put about 45 veterans on charter boats, on 10 charter boats, and put them on the lake for a half day of fishing.
Oh, wow.
I caught the largest coho of our group that day, and it came in around 12 pounds.
Oh, man.
But that was nothing compared to the steelheads that were caught and reeled in that weighed over 26 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. How long did it take to get that thing in?
Wow. You know, it's with my luck, it's the one on that 300-yard line.
Right. And, oh, man, that sounds like so much fun, though. That is so cool.
It truly is. We had an ALS veteran on our boat, and you know, I kind of get choked up just talking about it. But you know, he said that he could spend his final days right here on back of this boat fishing, and he would be just as happy as can be.
And it's called Samorama?
Salmon-O-Rama.
Salmon-O-Rama. I got another name for you for next year: Salmon Chanted Evening.
There you go. I like it.
Listen, I went to a Green Bay for see the Packers play the Chiefs, and this was a couple of years ago, and it was the first time I'd ever heard of a cheese curd, and I'm still not exactly sure what it was, but it was delicious.
Nothing heart healthy about deep fried cheese.
That's right. Oh, man. Hey, Scott, thank you, man. It's just a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time and for what you're continuing to do with your service. And thanks to the folks at PVA and obviously the Christopher Dana Reeve Foundation. That's wonderful stuff, man.
My honor, Randy, and thank you for helping us get the word out.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There's a concerted effort from globalist elites to chip away at the all-important rights protected by the First Amendment. Can they get away with it? And what protections are in place? These questions answered on Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free color flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. I'm Randy Miller, and I got such a special treat for you guys today. This is, and it's a treat for me too. I mean, I think one of the funniest people on the planet is Leanne Morgan, and she joins us here on the National Defense. Leanne!
Oh, my darling, what a wonderful thing having me and saying all that about me. Thank you, my darling.
Listen, can I just tell you, the Dexatrim definitely worked. You look fantastic.
Oh, Randy, you don't. I need to be on a big diet pill speed. But thank you.
You know,
I need to get on Ozempic, but anyway.
I love your stuff so much, and it's partly, I think, because you're also from my hometown of Knoxville, Tennessee. And so we tried to make you feel at home. We got some Tennessee stuff back here. I'm wearing my Bucky shirt for you.
I love a Bucky. And I love the bowls.
Oh, yeah. Well, it kind of looks like right now I'm in the clearance section at Hammers.
Hammers? I got my shirts that I worked at Grady's. Remember Grady's?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'd go to Hammers and get those button-down shirts, and you had to have them starched. I love the Hammers.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, a lot of people are not going to understand, unless you've been to Knoxville, and Hammers is this store. And I love Hammers because you never know what you're going to find at Hammers. You can go in there, and they will have 1,600 pairs of size triple X jeans, or, right?
Right.
Or they might just have a tank top, just all tank tops, just anything like that.
I know, crazy. I know, loved it.
Oh, this is so good. You went to UT, right?
I went to the University of Tennessee. I started in 1983, and then I dropped out, and then I went back, and I finished.
You know, it's so funny when people discover you, and I love it when somebody tells me about you, and they think that where did she come from? How did she get here? You've been doing this for 20-some years, right?
Yes. And after I graduated from the University of Tennessee, I met my husband, Chuck Morgan, and he moved me to Bean Station, Tennessee, and I started, really, I didn't have a comedy club, but I started doing comedy. So that's been, you know, 26 plus years.
Was that when you were selling joy?
I started selling jewelry in little women's houses, and I started kind of doing it then. I mean, I felt like I was doing my act because I wasn't talking about jewelry, and I was supposed to.
Sure.
And I was talking about breastfeeding and all that. And women thought I was funny, and company gave me the first big gig kind of I'd ever had. But then Chuck Morgan sold that, went to work for a big company, Clayton Homes.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Clayton Mobile Homes is huge.
Huge, Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett Company, and they moved us to Texas, and I started doing clubs at that point, and my babies were 3, 5, and 7.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only person besides myself who's happier to have you on are my two sisters, Jamie and Tony, who still live in Knoxville, and my dad. And now, do you think, and my sister Jamie is one of these people, like, this is big news to her. She called me the other day, and she said, Randy, she goes, they closed the Crystal on Emory Road. She goes, what's going on? And I said, Jamie, I don't know. I don't know. But and then my dad, who's like 80, he just turned 87. I sent him a picture the other day of, you know, because you got to mail pictures to him, you know. So I mailed him a picture of our daughter, Charlsie. And I called him and I go, Dad, did you get that picture of Charlsie? He goes, Yeah, I got that. It looks just like her. And I said, I mean, right. Do you think Southerners are just naturally funnier than other people?
Oh, I kind of do.
I kind of do, too. I mean, I don't want to be Henry Cho about it.
Do what?
I don't want to be Henry Cho about it, but I'm just saying that.
I do. I think, I also think there's something, you know, think about Elvis came from the South. I mean, I just think there's a lot going on in the, you know, performers and storytellers and.
Right.
I don't know why. I know we're odd, but in a fun, darling way. You know, in a fun, sweet, darling way.
But it's funny. It's funny with you, Leanne, and we're talking to Leanne Morgan here in the National Defense. Everybody, I mean, you seem to be, I mean, obviously sold out wherever you go now, and it doesn't matter what part of the country, what part of the world, you just got that appeal for everybody, and I'm so proud of you from, you know, coming from Knoxville and doing what you're doing. And you talk about no comedy clubs. Right now, there are no comedy clubs in Knoxville, Tennessee.
No.
There's not. Why don't you start one?
And when I was at UT, there was one that Henry Cho got started at,
yeah.
And Steve Harvey would come through, and big names. But I was so clueless, I had no idea. I was there during that time, but I had no idea. It was in a Holiday Inn, I think. I never went. I never heard about it, never you know, I was smoking cigarettes behind a dumpster somewhere and doing horrible things, but I didn't know about that. And then by the time I was trying to really do it, there, it was gone. That was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's been some over the years that I would work, you know, since when I was raising my children, thank goodness, there was a side splitters that was on Cedar Bluff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Did you ever go to Regis Restaurant, and how rich did you feel?
Yes. I only got to go, I think, one time, and I felt like Elizabeth Taylor.
Listen, I remember coming back, and when I got into radio, I moved around the country, and so I would come back to Knoxville, you know, two or three times a year, and my sisters would always make fun of me if I did anything that was out of the ordinary or seemed regular. And so I remember we went to Red Lobster one time. I ordered a lobster roll, and my sister Tony goes, "Ooh, Mr. Fancy." I mean, that's just a mentality.
Oh my gosh. You know, and I think Mr. Regis is gone, no longer with us,
right.
But I have flirted with Mr. Regis. He was a doll, and I mean seeing him around town was like seeing Elvis.
Or seeing Candace Walker.
Oh, and see, okay, I don't want to burst your bubble, but you know, I was born in middle Tennessee,
right.
But I came to Knoxville, and I've lived here more than any other place in my life at 17. But Cas Walker, I learned who he was because I went to the Appalachian Museum.
Okay, right.
It's got a whole Cas Walker thing because I've got a boy, my oldest. My boy is an old soul, loves gospel bluegrass, and anything history in the Appalachians. So I would always take him to that. And I realized who Cas Walker was. And then Jim Clayton. Jim Clayton had a variety show and all that.
Right. Well, you know, when I was growing up there, because I went to school there, went to Fulton High School, got my radio training there, and worked all the radio stations in Knoxville, and then and had to leave. But there were so many of those kind of things. I mean, the Jim Clayton Variety Hour, Cas Walker was at a grocery store chain and had an early morning show that Dolly Parton was discovered on. I mean, there's been a lot of those kind of shows, and you look back now and you just think, man, those were just so cool. Those are so much fun. Those could never be done now. But you know, Cas was this larger than life figure that if you came into his store, and I've seen a commercial, an old commercial, where he said that there were some thugs coming into my store, and you come into my store, we're not going to call security, we're just going to whoop your ice. And that was Cas Walker. I mean, everything was so plain spoken. You didn't need to be reminded twice, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I heard
you. Let me tell you, do you remember Congressman Jimmy Duncan?
Oh, of course I do.
Okay,
I knew his dad, John Duncan.
Okay, well, I saw him yesterday when I was out eating lunch, and that little thing said to me, he goes, "Lynn, your accent." I know people think it's fake, and you know, and I'm shocked that they think I've got the energy to fake this. And I said, you know, I'm from farming people in Dark Fire Tobacco in Middle Tennessee. And then and then that's East Tennessee in there, and then a little bit of Texas. And he said that a linguistics professor at the University of Tennessee once told him that a true Tennessee native accent is the closest thing to English, old England, like proper English.
Really?
In the United States.
Really?
And I have had people tell me that it's very Welsh.
Huh.
And my people are Welsh, and that the Scottish and Irish and English people that moved over, you know, to farm in Appalachians and then Middle Tennessee, farming. I don't know about Memphis. I don't know about Memphis. Is not like a whole other state.
Right.
That's a whole other thing. That's more Mississippi, maybe Arkansas.
Right.
But anyway, he said that, and I have heard that before, that this, our accents are more like old, like real. How did he say it?
Hello.
The proper English from England.
Why, hello there.
And get a load of this, Randy. It makes sense because when this started blowing up for me in my early 50s, which, you know, I thought I was going to be younger and thinner, but oh well. when that started blowing up, I had all these fans during COVID when I was at home, you know, doing videos on my back porch from the UK.
Really?
And they were like, when are you coming here? I've had people from London and all over the UK fly over here to go to a show.
Wow.
And I thought, surely, in Australia, and I thought, surely to goodness, they don't know what I'm saying.
Right.
And they go, oh, yeah, they do. They know what you're saying, and they relate to it, and it's their kind of humor. That's what I have heard. Is that crazy?
That would be so funny to have an interpreter on stage with you in Australia. Just to kind of, you know.
The only thing more satisfying than a crisp fall day is a crisp fall day inside your cozy, spotless home. Right now, shop Labor Day savings on select cleaning essentials and exclusive brands from the Home Depot. Plus, with fast free delivery, you don't have to worry about running out of your favorite cleaners, paper products, trash bags, and more. The Home Depot has everything you need to get ready for a fall refresh. Get your home crisp, clean, and ready for the season with the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on over 2 million items subject to availability.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Me to do anything for the military. And then, but let me tell you, I was raised, yes, my father-in-law was in the Army. My step-granddaddy, who was precious, who married my little grandma, my grandmama, after my granddaddy, who looked like Dean Martin, had done terrible things. He was a paratrooper.
Oh, wow.
For the 101st Airborne.
Oh, wow.
In Clarksville. And that's where she met him, and he was darling. And I was raised in Adams on the Kentucky-Tennessee border right next to Fort Campbell.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So the 101st Airborne, honey, was a bad mamma jamma.
Right.
And let me tell you, when Uday Nkuse died, I mean, I had never felt so much pride in my life.
Yeah.
Because I was going to the mall. I was driving to the mall in Clarksville where the Old Navy is and the Dillard's. And
I know exactly where that is.
And they had a huge sign, like you see, like merge, you know. They had a sign that said, Uday and Kusei are dead. That's what it said. And we were all like,
oh, yeah, yes.
So, yes, I love our military, and I can't imagine how they do and sacrifice. And I'm so thankful. It makes me want to cry.
I know Clarksville so well because I would fly into Nashville every time. It's still my routine. Fly into Nashville, drive up to Knoxville on that crazy I-40, and the first chance to get a crystal would be Clarksville. And so, you know, you got to map out your crystal stops. You got to, and then there's another one at Crossville. There's one right there. But,
yeah,
you know, the closing of the one on Emory Road hurts, obviously.
That does hurt.
That does hurt. We do a regular thing, Leanne, called Got Your Six. And it's six rapid-fire questions for Leanne Morgan. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Have you ever met Dolly Parton?
I have not, but my middle child has. But I have not. I've met her team. I want to meet her, and I think I will hopefully soon.
She has to be a huge fan.
Huge. I don't know. I have not heard that.
Oh.
But I've heard her team is.
What would be?
But I've heard she's precious.
What would be a dream weekend for you and Chuck?
A dream weekend for me and Chuck Morgan. Okay. Somewhere where there's a golf course.
Okay.
Where he can get out and play to get some of that testosterone out so that I'm not cooped up in a hotel room with him, and I hate to get graphic in front of these precious military people. But Chuck Morgan does not leave me alone, if you know what I mean. So for a vacation for me would be if there was somewhere where Chuck could gamble, play golf, and then let's say Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Because he could play golf, and then he could play blackjack. I can take a nap. And then,
yeah.
You know.
Get all that out of your system, Chuck.
Yeah, because we're 58 years old, and it doesn't matter where we go. It's Chuck Morgan's like, whoa. Because there's a hotel room. Men love a hotel room.
That is true. That is true. Same with me. What is your favorite? Because you're traveling all the time. What is your favorite airport and why?
Oh, my gosh. And I've been all over the United States of America. I got to tell you, I think Traverse City, Michigan.
Really?
Traverse City, Michigan has got a cute little boutique. You feel like you're in a private plane, which I've never been in. But it's not. It's got two or three little gates. Well, I say that this last time I went in had more gates because everybody, I think the wealthy people have figured out that you can go to Michigan, live on the lake, and it's low humidity. But it is boutique-y. Everybody looks like a Kennedy. Everybody's wearing Lilly Pulitzer. It just is nifty. And you don't have to get in the big, some big. I kind of tell you, I don't like crowns, Randy, because I got lost at the Shrine Circus when I was 9 years old. So I like a big airport kind of freaks me out. I can get through them, I'm fine, but I like a boutique-y little airport and a cute little.
Me too.
I love those.
Yeah.
I think they're so cute. It's got like a deer, you know, or something in that town. A black bear standing up there.
Right. I mean, even the Nashville airport now is just, you know, it's so busy and crowded and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If you could change one thing about yourself, Leanne, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't want to get down into a deep hole because I'd change a bunch of stuff. But I wish that I was more disciplined. I am not disciplined, Randy. It took me 9 years on and off to get out of the University of Tennessee. I'm a procrastinator, but I married a man who's very disciplined and says, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, and he does it.
Wow.
And he sets goals, and he does it.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm going on Weight Watchers, and then I try to beat the system and cheat Weight Watchers.
You're trying to do the skirt the system.
Skirt the system. And I admire military people because they've got discipline. I don't have discipline. Mm-hmm.
Leanne, what is your opinion of boiled peanuts? Or, I'm sorry, boiled nuts?
Boiled nuts. They're okay.
I had never tried a boiled peanut until last year, and my sisters kept on and on, Randy, you got to try the boiled peanuts. And so I did. It's the worst thing I've ever had in my mouth. I mean, it's horrible.
Did you get them, Randy?
I got them in Carolina Beach, North Carolina. And
it was not your thing, Randy?
It was not my thing. And I love asking people that because I've yet to find anybody except for my sisters who like those things. And they keep selling them somehow. I don't.
Tell them Chuck Morgan will eat them.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll eat them. I can get him some. He'll eat them. But it's not what I would go to as a snack. I don't, you know, I've never thought, ooh, I need a bowl.
Yeah.
All right, Randy, your sisters sound like they tend to you and they want to, and I mean, like they are close to you. And are you, where are you in the family? Are you the oldest?
I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest, yeah. And then you had two sisters.
Yeah.
That's who I birthed, honey. I got a boy and two girls.
Oh,
and
boy.
My girls tend to make sure Charlie's included in everything. They take care of his babies for him, help him babysit where he needs to be. He's got a beautiful wife, and they're in love with her. But, like, you know, Charlie get a gift for someone, Uncle so-and-so. Charlie do, you know, they take care of him.
You're right.
And Charlie has got these two baby boys, and I've said, y'all got to have a third one, try to have a girl so she can tend to these boys.
That's exactly how they treat. I mean, they're so I refer to my wife as my handler and my sisters as like the second group of handlers because that's exactly what they do. That's exactly. All right. Final question for if it got your six for Leanne Morgan. Let's sing a little Rocky Top. Ready?
Rocky Top,
you'll always be home sweet home for me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Randy, I suck singing. I should have practiced that.
You are so, you're so wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time. And listen, I gotta mention this to you. I last night I watched your conversation with one of my other favorites, who's been on this show many times, Tom Papa. And that was such a wonderful conversation. I mean, I appreciate a good conversation, and that was one of the best. That was so good.
Well, thank you, Randy. I love him. I've always been a fan of Tom's, and I've got to know him more in the last few years being out in L.A. back and forth. I love him. I'll tell him you said it.
Yes. Tell him I said hi because he's so cool. He's so great.
He's so funny and cute and fun and makes all that sourdough.
that's odd, but, you know, whatever floats your boat. Thank you so much, Leanne. And, man, I'm just so proud of you. Great job doing what you're doing. And you better get back to writing because you're going to be busy.
I know. Well, thank you, Randy. Thank you for having me. And you've helped me because I started thinking maybe I should do a bit about my class reunion and how nobody cared about me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And everybody was hanging on these boys that had jeans on from Land's End.
I love it.
Okay, and let me
say. Do they
say,
have the members-only jacket?
No, but
okay.
They had Columbia fishing shirts on because all of them probably fish.
Right.
One's an engineer, very quiet. He looked mad that he had to be up there and do that. But he's the one that goes, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-ba-nan. He was a, you know.
Elvira.
Yeah. It was all songs from back, you know, in the 80s.
Right.
Well, you don't. And please, can I say thank you to every military person out there serving. Thank you, God, for making warriors that take care of sissy people like me.
And me. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Leanne, thank you so much.
Thank you, my Randy. We need to go to Crystal together.
We do need to go to Crystal. My treat.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Leanne.
Good luck with that grandbaby, you dog.
Hey, thank you. Okay, I got some pointers now.
Okay.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you, my darling.
Oh, that was so good.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.